007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander in Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Garrett, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Good afternoon, Nadine. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. We're starting with news of Terry Gilliam.
Yeah, you know, he's had this sort of dream project that hasn't worked out for him in the past. This is The Man Who Killed Don Quixote.
Yes.
He tried to do it a couple of years ago, but it was a massive failure. It kind of ran out of money at the time, and there was a documentary that followed them. And it's kind of one of those projects that has haunted him. He wants to do it again. He seems determined, I suppose, now after the Monty Python reunion is
back
over.
Back in the news, yeah. So he's not going to let this one go.
He's not. It looked like it was going to go in the autumn in the Canary Islands, but the funding, ironically, didn't come through. But it now looks like they're going to be shooting after Christmas, and he's looking at potential cast members. One of the things that's kind of curious about it is that he's kind of redone the script. Now, I don't know if that was for sort of legal reasons that the old one is tied up, but Johnny Depp was in the original movie that he started shooting, but he kind of says that in this one he's weaved in kind of narratives about how movies can damage people or how he's actually made this movie before. So it sounds actually quite postmodern in terms,
okay.
But then Terry Gilliam is good at that. So we'll wait news of casting, but he's not going to stop. He is going to make this movie.
He
is. That
if
is
it's the last
sure.
thing he does, he's going to make this movie. We
That's
will keep an
sure.
eye on that one. Now, Anne Rice's The Vampire Chronicles. Our own Neil Jordan did an interview with The Vampire. What's next with this series of novels?
Well, I suppose they're always looking for franchise projects in Hollywood. So I was quite surprised to read this, that Universal and then Imagine Entertainment, that's Brian Grazer and Ron Howard's company, they've bought the rights for all the novel series.
Wow.
So there's, 11 novels in the series in total. As you mentioned, Interview with the Vampire was a big success, but then again, Queen of the Damned, that starred Stuart Townsend, wasn't quite so popular. That was in 2002. Mm. But I suppose Vampire Lestat will make good on-screen franchise potential. And I did like Neil Jordan's movie with Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt. It had really good, it had a good story to it. It was very well done. And maybe if it had followed on from that with Tom Cruise, we might have seen a franchise. So I suppose that's what they're looking at. They want to build up something that will be successful.
Well, with Twilight done, I suppose. I mean, you could think vampires were so yesterday, but obviously not.
No, and I think it's probably that attempt to have something to build on, because the trend is that the sequels are doing well, so they don't want just a once-off story of a vampire. They wanted to buy into something that was going to have a bit of longevity, and that's what Universal are hoping for, I'd say.
Well, you mentioned Tom Cruise there in Interview with the Vampire. He is China-bound.
He is, a movie called South China Sea. Now, the thing about Tom Cruise, I was thinking about, I'd like to see him in something that isn't that sort of action film. You know, he's doing quite a lot of them, isn't he? I mean, a lot of sci-fi he's done, but this one's an action thriller described as Fast and Furious set on the water. That's the pitch for it. Swedish duo directing it. They made the likes of Underworld, Mans Marland and Bjorn Steen. They're going to direct the project. It's kind of been fast-tracked, but it's a story that follows an American pirate who was imprisoned in Hong Kong. A female police lieutenant offers him his freedom in exchange for helping to take down a formidable pirate gang plaguing ship lanes across the South China Sea. Sounds like a good premise. And of course, Tom Cruise can attract, you know, big money to a project.
He
that's
can.
Why they're looking for him, you know.
But so as you say, that sort of action film is his niche right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'd kind of like to see him do some other things,
yeah,
to be
right.
honest. You know, he's kind of stuck in that mould at the moment.
That's true. All right. You've some Irish news for us. News of a new Irish film.
Yeah, this is a good project. The Siege at Jadotville. I actually read this book and it will make a great film, but they've announced that Jamie Dorn will play the lead role in this movie.
That's a hit already, right?
Absolutely, with the hype that's around him at the moment. He's going to play Commandant Pat Quinlan. It's set in the Congo in 1961, and this is the major ambush that took place. I mean, this Irish battalion had to hold off 3,000 local troops. It's a very much a Band of Brothers type of story. story. And as I said, I read the book, so you can see that the film for it will be very good. A big, strong kind of thriller, action thriller.
There's
a lot
great.
Of political, you know, surroundings with it as well in terms of the UN troops and what happened them there. So
and who's directing it?
It's going to be directed by Richie Smith, and he's originally from Dublin. His career has been mostly in music videos with U2, Bon Jovi, The Verve, the likes of that. So it's his big project. So
we wish him well with
it. First time director.
Like the sound of that.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Okay, some sequel news for us.
Well, this is kind of strange. I mean, we're talking about the franchises and what's going on. There's now a situation happening where movies have been announced and they don't even know what they are. Doesn't that sound great? So like once upon a time, you know, you didn't need a script. You just had an idea or a treatment. That's even going now. You have the studios are blocking dates.
Wow.
That's what they're going with. An untitled, to be determined tentpole
but
is what
the
they're calling
booked.
It. Yeah, and they're locking it in so that it's there. And then they kind of go, right, what will we make? What will we make? But one that has kind of emerged. I mean, I know we're talking about that recently. We've mentioned all the Marvel ones and the comics that are buying up these slots as such. But the Lego movie looks to be set. Looks set to have, I think, two sequels to it. It was
a huge
hit.
You can see
hit.
Why.
It was,
yeah,
it was a massive hit. But they're looking at what May 25th, 2018, and May 24th, 2019 are slotted in, and they basically turn around and tell everybody, "Okay, go make the movie."
It's all about forward planning.
It's all about forward planning. It's a bit crazy, but that's the way they're doing.
There you go. What trailer should we check out online, Gareth?
Well, I was a big fan of Mad Max in its day when it came out. Mel Gibson, of course, played the lead role in it. George Miller made those movies, and he's back again making a new movie, Mad Max Fury Road. And Tom Hardy plays the lead role in this. I do like Tom Hardy. He's a good actor.
Yes.
Rose Huntington-Whiteley and Charlize Theron also star in it. But the thing about it is when I watched the trailer, it kind of looks very similar to the old movies. They've kept so much of the themes that are there, but a lot more action because they were kind of a wee bit low budget.
That's
the original
true.
Ones and they had a certain charm about that, but now it's pretty high octane stuff, but a lot of the same characteristics that we would have come to expect with Mad Max is there. Mad Max Fury Road, and it's out in May of next year, George Miller directing. So have a look at the trailer for that.
I will indeed. Okay, new releases in our cinemas. First of all, of course, a slightly poignant one, and that Philip Seymour Hoffman in God's Pocket.
Yeah, this is one of two movies that he had made before he passed away. Really good cast in this. John Turturro, Christina Hendricks, Richard Jenkins, John Slattery. People will know him as one
the
of the
Silver
characters
Fox in, Mad-
in The Silver Fox.
Mad
a brilliant
Man,
character in Mad Men.
He
directs here, but it's about Mickey, his crazy stepson Leon, is killed in a construction accident, and nobody in the working class neighbourhood of God's Pocket is sorry. He's gone. He tries to bury the bad news, and what happens then is that you know, he can't pay off a debt and stuff like that. It's, you know, it's a strong drama, but a strong cast in it as well. So John Slattery behind the camera, and as you said, it's a poignant film with Philip Seymour Hoffman, the great Philip Seymour Hoffman, brilliant actor.
Okay, what else have you for us?
Lilting is a movie what is it like to live in a world where you have no grasp of its language and your own lifeline to that is lost? If you want something for the kids as well, Planes, Fire and Rescue. This is Dusty, the airplane, and when his engine is damaged, he realises he might not race again, so he joins a forest fire rescue unit to be trained as a firefighter. The
Brilliant.
Kids will love it. Dane Cook and Ed Harris providing some voices there. Unlimited release is a movie called The German Doctor. There's also an animation movie as well called The Unbeatables. And then we have this one with Gerard Depardieu, Jacqueline Bisset as well. But Gerard Depardieu is a powerful man in this, a man who handles billions of dollars every day, a man who controls the economic fate of nations, a man who dreamed of saving the world, who cannot save himself. So take a listen to this clip. It'll give you an idea of his character.
Please, I want to call my lawyer. I want my cell phone.
What?
Sir, I need a phone. I want to call my lawyer.
Mr. Devereux, I told you, your cell phone's gone. The other officers took your cell phone.
Yes, I know. My cell phone is gone, but I need a phone. You have a phone here.
You'll get to make
a
phone.
Can I use that, please?
Excuse me?
Can I use the
you
phone?
You will have plenty of time to use the phone.
Listen, am I right? I know my rights. I have one phone call to give.
And you will
my
get
wife
and you
and
will,
my lawyer.
And you will get that one phone call, but not right now.
Ask your chief.
Excuse me?
Who's it your superior?
We're talking right now, and I'm telling you, you're gonna get your phone call, but not right now.
Why?
Because I said so.
Yes, Gerard Depardieu there. Gareth, not sounding too happy.
Not sounding too happy in a movie called Welcome to New York. Of course, when he pulls out a performance, he does pull out a good one,
yeah.
Gerard, whether he's on a plane or in a movie.
This so. Is true. And The Inbetweeners, too?
It's, you know what you're going to get with these movies, and it's so successful. It really is. Jay, Neil, Simon and Will reunite for a holiday in Australia, and I think you know what you're going to get with that. But if you just want a bit of a laugh, that's all it is, The Inbetweeners 2. You know what you're going to get? It's a bit of fun.
Very good. Your TV movie tonight on RT2.
Yeah, I love this movie. Really good movie. A group of professional bank robbers start to feel the heat from police when they unknowingly leave a clue at their latest heist. It is Al Pacino and Robert De Niro on screen together for the first time. They were, of course, in The Godfather, but not on screen together. Godfather Part 2.
Gosh, I remember when this movie came out, the excitement about the two of them being on together.
Waiting
for
that cafe scene where the two of them meet for the first time. Super movie. Really well made. Michael Mann is the director here. But it is definitely worth a watch. It's a long movie as well, but it's on 9:25 on RT2 tonight, and it's called Heat.
That's a good one, Gareth. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.